Stand by for the Your Texas Life Radio Hour, coming to you from Nitech Studios, high above the Majestic Theater in downtown San Antonio.
Time, weather, and...
Hey everybody, welcome to the Your Texas Life Radio Hour, where we know what it means to be Texan. It's a way of life, it's an idea, it's an experience. And I'm your host, Cecily Armstrong. Now, if you don't already know, at Your Texas Life, we're spearheading a movement to capture, document, and tell the stories that embody the collective viewpoints, cultures, and characters of this big, mysterious, and many times misunderstood state. And Texas is also a state of mind. Hey, thank you for listening. And come along for the ride each time as I hit the road and airwaves to tell these stories of Texans, past and present, and people who have experienced Texas with a story to share. You know, that is a lot of people around the globe. So today, we're on a road tripping hotel hopping adventure that starts in Houston and takes us to Bryan College Station, then Irving, then Austin, and winds up back in downtown San Antonio on the Riverwalk. Now, since road tripping this big state requires strategy and planning, like big time, I reached out to someone who knows a lot about where to stay if you really want to experience local authenticity at the place you're going to. I don't know about you, but when I hit the road, I like to experience the local vibe and culture. So hospitality executive Amy Trench is going to guide us along. Also in downtown San Antonio, a few steps from the Riverwalk, is the historic and just so cool Majestic Theater. So for our From the Archives interview, I've chosen a really fun one I did back in 2011 with Robert Earl Keen. Don't you just love him? This was the day before one of his sold-out shows at the Majestic Theater. It's a really fun interview, and it's one of the many voices you'll continue to hear on our show that are really candid and gritty and humorous and glamorous. Yeah, artistic and also prideful. Okay, vámonos. Here we go, y'all. I'm really excited about my conversation today with Amy Trench. She is the corporate director of brand marketing and PR for the Houston-based Valencia Hotel Group. Now, they operate some of the most unique, and I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but they really are, and highly acclaimed, well-designed, and really interesting properties across Texas and elsewhere in the United States. But because this is Your Texas Life, we're going to focus on their six Texas destinations, of course, and each one truly has its own personality and tells a story about its location. You know, our editorial promise at Your Texas Life is to bring you stories about authentically Texan people, businesses, places, and, well, you know the drill, and also the people who have been influenced by Texas. I wanted Amy on the show today because not only does the Valencia Hotel Group have these really special properties, but their company, even through significant expansion over the years, has really kept and grown its corporate culture to stay deeply rooted and involved in the communities where their properties are located. They support local businesses, they partner with homegrown designers and specialty purveyors that are local and regional. Amy didn't know this, but I've been a fan and frequented their gorgeous Hotel Valencia on the Riverwalk in downtown San Antonio many, many, many times for dinner and cocktails and to visit friends who are staying there. I love to take in the river and all the sights, and there's always very interesting people there, whether they're locals or visitors. It's literally just a few steps from our San Antonio studio and HQ. So when I heard about their Stay Texas promotion and that they are having yet another location under construction, that one will be called the Cotton Court in downtown Lubbock. Well, it got me thinking about a road trip across Texas. Now, I haven't been to all their locations, so I wanted to hear what Amy has to say about these Texas gems. Okay, Amy, even though I'm interviewing you remotely today, thank goodness we can at least see each other for this conversation. So let's just jump right into it. I mean, I do want our listeners to know a bit of a background on Valencia Hotel Group and why it's as unique as I'm saying that it is.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me today. I'll just say for starters, you know, we're from here. Our corporate headquarter is in Houston, Texas. Our president and CEO, Doyle Graham, is a graduate at Texas A&M. And really the core value of Valencia Hotel Group has always been family, very family-like operated and managed. And really our culture is just a passion to serve. And his vision was always that all the hotels that he built were going to recapture the independent Grand Dam hotels, if you will, of yesteryear, sort of like right. when you knew that's where all the big events were happening and you knew that's where the celebrities were. That's really what he was trying to create. So we build upscale hotels with a empowered service model. And what that means is we do everything in our power to serve the guest. And we train our associates that no is not really in our vocabulary.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So yeah. I just think, you know, in the spirit of Texas, we're just very well known for our Southern hospitality.
You know, it's really true. And I love what you said about these grand hotels where you always know you're going to get the same level. Like if you have people coming in from out of town and you want to entertain them or you want to plan some kind of private family function or a corporate function, it's sort of like they're your go-to. It's the it hotel. You know, I think of particularly in San Antonio, the Valencia on the Riverwalk, which is just incredible and has such an amazing personality on its own. It's almost like a character in its own, you know, it's like a living, breathing character. So let's talk about some of the other hotels and how they're each unique in Texas, because it's not cookie cutter.
Right. So I'll just say, you know, for starters, all are ground up projects. We never start with a prototype. So we never have the same architect or the same construction company. They're all what I would call craft hotels. Many times, or really all the time, I should say, they're never designed before we have a good understanding of the locale. So it gives us a chance to really embrace the local culture in a what we call a profound and subtle way. So that's what gives the guest a really good sense of place. So you alluded to Hotel Valencia Riverwalk. So, you know, when you think of that hotel, they showcase Spanish colonial architecture with this modern Mediterranean influence. When you travel to Houston, our Hotel Alessandra there is a nod to Houston's very cosmopolitan style. So you're greeted with this very grand staircase at arrival. Then I'll throw in, you know, if you go down the road to Lone Star Court in Austin, that's very much of an Austin vibe down to the food trailer that we have on the site. That hotel was built with these native plants and great landscaping. So you really feel like you're in the hill country when you're there. I'd like to reference Cotton Court. It's opening this fall in Lubbock. It's going to showcase Lubbock as the cotton capital of the country. So Buddy Holly was from there. And although we didn't get so literal as to name something Buddy Holly, there is a nod to him being from there. So the restaurant, bar, and dance hall will be called the Midnight Shift.
Oh, well, that I love it.
Yeah, so that was the B-side of one of his hit records. And then recently, the leadership team at Cotton Court came across machinery from an old cotton gin that we were able to go get, and it will be in the hotel. So it'll really feel like a cotton gin. They were able to get some of that machinery.
You're weaving these uniquely Texan stories and also actual objects and visuals into the storytelling of the hotels. I mean, it really is unlike, of course, there's incredible hotels that, you know, I love and some that even are luxury chains. They have a little bit of a flair of the city. You know, I'm not dissing them. I'm just saying there isn't anything quintessentially unique like I'm finding with Valencia Hotel Group.
To your point, all really offer this signature luxury, but you know, I think what you're getting from our hotels is that they offer this authentic, genuine experience. And so what happens is we take these individual characters, and you know, as you said, they sort of all have a personality of their own, right. And they become kind of the bustling destination and really not just for hotel guests, for locals too. And they become these great gathering places. And that's really the goal.
That's wonderful, because not every hospitality company has a marketing strategy or even just a cultural strategy of welcoming locals in. You know, sometimes they want them to come to the bar, but not necessarily kind of be regulars in the space. To me, that fosters storytelling. That fosters an exchange of ideas, you know, good old-fashioned networking, those kind of things. And I think Texans are known for that too.
Yeah. Texans are real good about word of mouth.
Yeah.
We actually do embrace the local culture. We really embrace our local communities. We encourage the locals to come and eat dinner and have a drink in the bar and all of those things. So, you know, it's really sort of a gift to the cities that we're in. When we go into a market, we dive into the community to be part of the city and the local scene, and we hire local. So I'll use public relations. That's what I do as an example. We don't hire someone out of New York to handle the whole brand. We hire a local PR agency for each property that knows the influencers, knows the media. We hire a local, for example, a director of sales, a local chef, you know, people who really know that market. From a partner standpoint, which is a lot of what this initiative is about, it's about support local, stay Texas. You know, when you go to Lone Star Court in Austin, you're going to be served a Lone Star long neck.
Okay, right.
When you go to Texican Court and you go eat in their restaurant, we have Texican sauce. Well, that's from the Dixie Dude Ranch in Bandera. It existed already. It just is now part of our offerings. We just happen to share the same namesake.
As you know, that place is very dear to my heart.
Yes.
And to my Palomino horse.
Yeah. Yes, I know your horse is there. And then the Saddle Shop is a place in Luling, Texas, and they make all of our leather coasters that's at all of our court hotels.
They're
one of their handmade. So the design elements really come from the local vibe.
So do you find that the guests really comment on the Texas products that are there? I mean, I'm sure it's great for the partners because you're giving them exposure that they would maybe not have. I mean, that's really generous in showing support for all these Texan products, which really makes this idea of stay local feel real, feels very authentic.
Yeah, it's not a contrived, you know, big box.
Oh, yeah. I love that. So, Amy, let's talk a little bit about these Texas residents who really now have an ability and a desire to rediscover their own hometowns or nearby hometowns. I mean, you know, there's nothing like getting a tank full of cheap gas and hitting the road these days, you know? So that's an advantage.
It is. Well, so I would say one would find that we have similar DNA is how I'll put that. Once you get to know Valencia Hotel Group and you see that one is not like the other, and then you want to go and collect them all. You want to go in and start to see them all. And, you know, what's funner than a road trip with a stop at Bucky's and taking pictures in the Blue Bonnets.
Amy, you could do, if you guys don't have it already, we need a destination map with a, you know, pinpoints on it. I mean, listen, if you're not feeling like you want to get on a train or a plane, then you could take your automobile. You could, you know, bring an ice chest along with all your snacks and beverages and then just, you know, make pit stops along the way. And then of course, get to your destination. You could have a whole passport program going just from one property to the next property. That sounds like something I would like to do. That's a really good idea.
That's a great idea. I love that.
You say that you have people who kind of like to collect the hotels. Do you get a lot of feedback from different storytelling of this happened at this hotel, that happened at that hotel? Because you do have so many unique things. But one of my favorite things, listeners, is at Hotel Valencia on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Of course, you think of Valencia oranges, these beautiful oranges. And in the hotel, right there for everyone to see, there is this wall of these incredibly beautiful glass oranges. They're blown by an artist called Jenny Garcia, who is really world-renowned, but based in San Antonio. It's just so beautiful. Each one is a unique piece of art on its own. And when you see them on this whole installation, it will take your breath away. And of course, that just goes to these hotels really being patrons of local artists. And she's so nice and just amazing in her studio. I've had the privilege of being in that's so incredible to watch her work. It's worth the trip just to go see these and all the lots and lots and lots of celebrities that have stayed at the hotel have all signed them with Sharpies. Everybody from ZZ Top to Lyle Lovett to many, many others that aren't just Texas artists. So these little stories that I find in your hotels really must generate a lot of memories and a lot of storytelling for your guests.
Yeah, there's definitely emotional connections to our hotels. And I think what we find is guests really remember the details and the experiences, and they have these aha moments. Like some are funny and, you know, some are very interesting. I love your example of Hotel Valencia Riverwalk. And now that wall is called the Celebrity Orange Grove. And we see people standing in front of it all the time looking for their favorite musician or their favorite actor. So it's definitely something they talk about.
Yeah. I always get these questions, Amy, about Texas being so big. You know, and they see it on a map. And if they haven't been here, once they get here, they're like, well, can we just drive over to Dallas? And I'm like, well, that's 6 hours, you know, like 6 hours. Like we could go to Germany, you know, in 6 hours or Pennsylvania. And I'm like, well, you know, we're big. That's why we are like no place else.
Yeah. But, you know, Texas is big. And I feel like every city in Texas feels different. So when you're in San Antonio, you just naturally think of the Riverwalk. Then you go to the Hill Country with the beautiful landscape and the rolling hills. And then we're in Houston, oil and gas, and Dallas, big corporations, big buildings. And you know, we have two hotels in College Station, and you think Aggieland and Texas A&M.
And we should mention to the listeners that the George Bush Presidential Library is there on the grounds of Texas A&M. I was very honored to be a keynote speaker there. But to be able to go and visit the library and then stay at the George Hotel is like, come on, that's great. And those are nods to great Texas stories. And of course, the core, as they're known, Texas A&M University has a very strong bond that transcends across businesses and culture and so many incredible stories to be told.
Our George Hotel in College Station, it was designed by Houston-based Mayfield and Ragney, and they did these life-size sheets, and they've become a social media phenomenon. They're pieces of art, but basically guests move them around. So you see like a sheep sitting on a bar stool in the bar, or they'll put them outside their friend's door in the hallway. And then it's all over social media.
That's very Aggie. That's a very Aggie thing to do. Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of very clever Texas design elements at the George. You know, when you walk in, this is probably the number one selfie place in the George. When you walk in, there is a book wall that's in the shape of the Texas flag. And it's 10,000 books that are about Texas. And that's right there in the lobby when you walk in. Lots of people take a selfie there. So yeah, very interesting design elements that, you know, kind of the only in Texas would you find kind of thing. I'll also mention next door to the George is Calvary Court. And when you get there, the front desk where you're checking in, it's replicas of ammunition boxes.
Wow.
And then in the lobby, there's this makeshift fire extinguisher that says, in case of emergency, break glass. Well, if you look closely, it's a stick. It's a s'more stick with, you know, so definitely these little design elements that are really fun and interesting.
So Amy, you know, everybody hears only in Texas, but you guys really do exemplify that. So give me some only in Texas stories.
Well, first of all, I think it's such a great question because our hotels that we build in Texas would be kind of out of place anywhere else. So, but any of our court hotels, they're built on acreage. So anywhere between 4 to 6 acres. And there's this whole outdoor fun component You know, they have pool cabanas and fire pits and lawn games and all of those great things. But, you know, I say only in Texas can you smell the brisket on the fire pit while you're sitting on your rocking chair waiting for the live music to begin. So, right. You know, that sort of comes to mind. And then, you know, just alluding to the George Hotel in College Station has these Texas folklore sayings on the tiles in the bathroom. So one of them says, don't squat with your spurs on. You know, slick as a whistle and cleans up real nice. You know, those are sort of the sayings that you find on the walls of the bathrooms. And I just, that is definitely only in Texas.
That is. That's so wonderful. And then we also have this personality in Texas of you can be in a totally luxury environment or situation, but you don't lose that Texas grit and that Texas sense of humor and personality.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So I just think that our Texas hotels, you know, you use the term hotel hop. You could hotel hop Valencia Hotel Group regionally, because if you think about it, Austin, where Lone Star Court is a little over an hour to get to Hotel Valencia Riverwalk, San Antonio. And it's the same with Houston and College Station. So Hotel Alessandra in Houston is a little over an hour away from our two hotels in College Station. So what we're seeing is our leisure market is really coming back. You know, our drive market, staycation market, drivable, and any of them you can get to in about half of a day.
Well, I think that there's a really sense of place, as you mentioned, and a kind of feeling that you've arrived home when you come to one of your hotels. So other than the Cotton Court being under construction in Lubbock, which we will have to revisit about in the future when it's finished, what else is on the horizon for y'all? There's just been so many people that are rediscovering their hometowns or their home regions or a place that's easy to jump in a vehicle and drive to.
You know, as I mentioned, we're starting to see people really wanting to do either a staycation or something that's pretty drivable. And that's what the data is showing us as well. That's how people are really kind of behaving right now. So we figured, well, why don't we do a Texas state resident rate and you get a discount, show your Texas driver's license. So all of those sorts of rates are bookable online. And then the more we talked about it is when we said, well, gosh, I mean, we partner with so many Texas, you know, companies and partnerships and purveyors that we have. And so then we're doing a series on social media called Support Local Stay Texas. And every week we're showcasing a different partner and vendor for their benefit and ours, but to show our support of our great state. And so that'll be a 12-week series. It'll run through the first part of September.
That's wonderful. Well, Amy, congratulations on, I want to say, hanging in there and moving forward at the same time. You know, this is, for me as an interviewer, you know, it's different dynamic to sort of have to couch an interview into this time of COVID, because the interview is going to be out there forever. So, you know, just a note to ourselves here and to our guests is that, you know, the Valencia Hotel Group did not close down during this whole pandemic because really people still needed you guys. I mean, they really did. I mean, our offices are not even a block from the Valencia Riverwalk in San Antonio. And, you know, there are people there. There were people that were staying there. Essential businesses were still operating. And that also meant people from out of town. So I feel like not only was it a great thing to do, but it helped supported keeping our people safe that needed to come to Texas to work and keeping them moving forward and to generate this fun program during that time and showcase other Texas products and businesses really shows where the heart of your company is.
Well, thank you. We were very proud to be able to stay open and sort of humbled at the same time, if you will. You know, we saw a lot of our industry, unfortunately, some hotels had to close for whatever amount of time that was, 60 days, 90 days. And, you know, it's really heartbreaking, but, you know, super happy to say Valencia Hotel Group did remain open.
And I'm still thinking about that Texas road trip. I really think that you should take advice from me and do the hotel hopping. I think that's just what I'm calling it now.
Yes, let's call it that. I'm all for that.
Well, you would certainly learn a lot about Texas in a lot of really beautiful places and have a lot of fun. I can't think of anything better than that right now. Hey, everybody, I want to thank my guest, Amy Trench, for being on the show today and reminding us about Texas hospitality that our great state is known for. Don't forget to check out all the social media channels for the Valencia Hotel Group and all their different hotels. And of course, you can always find more information on yourtexaslife.com. And up next, it is our From the Archives segment. I need some kind of echo there or something. Anyway, this is a great one. This is from an interview I did with Robert Earl Keen. It was the day before a performance at the Majestic Theater in downtown San Antonio, right around the corner from the Hotel Valencia on the Riverwalk. So it felt like a great companion to my earlier interview. All right, here we go.
And I am with Robert Earl Keen. And boy, we have you at an exciting time because tomorrow is the big show at the Majestic. How you doing?
Very well, Cecily. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. And you still, one of the things I love is that you play the smaller venues all up to the really big ones.
We had this opportunity to go to the Majestic and, you know, didn't want to pass that up.
What a great room that is, huh?
They all, yeah, it's fantastic.
So we'll all be there. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I think it goes the outhouse to the White House.
But that's pretty cool. You know, so many artists of your stature, you know, get kind of stuck and they say, I only want to go out for the big rooms. But, you know, your fans are so in to knowing every word of every song, Robert, because you are an incredible writer.
Thank you. Well, I think that, you know, the singing is kind of an added value. I think almost everybody that comes to see me goes, God, I can sing as well as that fella. I'll just try it right now. And so they do.
Yeah. Well, it's great to sing along with everything that you're doing. And, of course, a new album is out, Ready for Confetti. And I love the title track.
Thank you.
Tell me what inspired you on that one, living on the edge? Or
Well, in a way, I've always kind of been, you know, an outsider, I guess. But the impetus behind it was the first verse, talks about this lady whirling and twirling in the bright sunshine at the corner of the gas and pay, and it's somebody I just saw here in the Hill Country a couple of times and thought, you know, that's an interesting character. I mean, the song is not really about her, but it does describe
right.
what's going on, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, my 50th birthday gift to myself was to move back to the Hill Country from New York. I still have to and do work in New York, but I spend most of my time right here in the Hill Country. And, you know, there are things in life here in the Hill Country that are so inspiring. And, and of course, just the beauty of it all, but the characters. I mean, we are at no loss for characters here.
No, it's a whole full basket.
Lots of material to write about for sure.
Yep,
well, let's talk about the writing because I hear that you just got a big honor from Stephen King at Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I know.
I thought he mentioned me as one of his top 10 pop culture things of 2011, and he mentioned actually the record Ready for Confetti, and which was a real honor, you know, from a real writer. You know, I mean, I write little songs, so I mean, somebody that actually could finish a book is pretty amazing to me. So that and I was also a fan of his for a long time, so. So that was, cool. Every once in a while, all the things come together.
Well, doesn't it really mean something when you feel like somebody that you've got on a pedestal when they recognize what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, it makes a difference if you have some sort of real either, fan connection or friendship connection. In this case, I was a fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But another shared thing is just the great writing. And I think we're seeing that, at least I think so. You tell me if you agree that there is this real yearning, I think, out there of the fans, that they really, I think, are swinging back to a little bit more storytelling, traditional type, you know, music. A lot of people are calling it Americana, of course, but I think that I think really important heartfelt lyrics, or lyrics that really make a difference in your mood and how you feel, and you can relate it to a specific instance, is what people are looking for.
Well, I've always believed that, and I know what you're saying. There's periods of time we go in and out of, you know, things seem kind of thin as far as meaning and passion behind them. But the one thing that has just kept me going all these years is the fact that I write these songs and they have meaning to me, and I play them for people and they like them, and we continue to be able to tour around the country and do these shows, I think, based on the fact that, you know, people really do like these songs and they do like the show. So it's always in my heart that there are people out there that like the same kind of, you know, songwriting that I do and that I like myself. So that's how it works for me.
Well, that's really cool. So give us a little sneak peek of what we're going to hear tomorrow on the lineup.
It'll be, you know, we're going to, you know, well, it's, you know, just a full-on show that we do, but when you get to play in a theater like Majestic, where you can get a little quieter than you would in, say, a honky-tonk or something,
right?
We will tend to pull out, you know, some of the old favorites that you can't really play in real loud situations. So we'll play a few more acoustic songs. It's going to be great.
Oh, wow. Well, look, thanks for taking the time. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, and I know it's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody, don't forget Ready for Confetti. You're going to love the whole album. We've been hearing a lot of play of the title track, but, of course, it goes deep. There's a lot of great, great songs on there, and in true Robert Earl Keen style. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Cecily.
I want to thank my guest today, Amy Trench, and of course, how fun that was to dig into the archives. We're going to do that on every show here on Your Texas Life. All right, so don't let any moss grow under your feet. Get out there on the road, discover, rediscover the great state of Texas, learn a lot, have a lot of fun, have a couple drinks on me. If I was there, I'd buy you a drink. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today. It's been a lot of fun. I can't wait to get together again. And until then, check us out on yourtexaslife.com, across social media, and of course, wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Adios.
The Your Texas Life Radio Hour is a Nitech Studios original production. I'm your announcer, Frank Castro. Production assistance provided by Aquino Media. Your Texas Life proudly supports Chaparral Music and Heritage to benefit the San Antonio Parks Foundation and other fine nonprofits and brands we believe in. To learn more about our movement and programming, visit yourtexaslife.com.